Hello, bonjour. I'm Candace Vetter, and this is Local First. Today I'm speaking with Rhonda Bradley, who is a resident of Edie Road, and she is concerned about the plans for expansion of the industrial park, and she feels that people along her road have not been properly consulted, and she has other issues as well. Hi, Rhonda. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, Candace. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. So tell us what you're mostly concerned about with proposed expansion of the industrial park.
I guess I would say that we, and when I say we, I'm speaking of myself and my surrounding neighbors. We have three main issues. One is that while the township certainly ticked boxes in terms of explaining what this expansion was, there wasn't any meaningful consultation. And that has left us with a lot of questions that we've been asking, and we're waiting to have answers. Specifically, there are a lot of gaps and loose ends in relation to the environmental assessment and the addendum that were done in 2019 and 2021. And we are trying to find out how those gaps and loose ends will be tied up. And we're also very concerned about how the township plans to balance residential property owners with industrial property owners and
so,
what that's going to look like.
Yeah, I understand from what you've told me that you weren't consulted with directly at all by the township, and yet they're planning for the industrial park, the 417 industrial park, go right up to the edge of your property.
Yeah, exactly. I would say, given that we're a small number, that it wouldn't have been challenging to actually directly engage us, and yet that has not happened. I think that when the municipality has to do a rezoning, they can post a sign, and that would have been something. But this was a change that was made with the official plan at the county level, and the province of Ontario dictates how those consultations are supposed to happen at a minimum. And the county met those minimum conditions, which includes two public ads and a couple of open houses or opportunities for comment. And the county themselves will say that participation in that was minimal.
When you say they ticked the boxes and they gave minimal or did the minimal things, like when they say that they publicly notified people, my understanding, or from what I've read from doing some research, is that one of the publications was only on the county website. It was supposed to go in the newspaper, but it didn't for some other reason. And the second one was in the newspaper, but none of them specifically mentioned the industrial park. Is that right?
That's correct. So the county did post two notices of the official plan update in Le Reflet. And the first one basically says that they are undertaking that, and the second one is about an open house. None of those really explain to the industrial park, but I also know that there were other changes, land use changes, that were made to the township of Russell, and I'm not sure that the average resident in Russell has any idea those changes were made.
Regarding your property, how did you find out about this in the first place?
Around the first or second week of May, we noticed that some surveyors were planting stakes, and they started at Edie Road and basically went across the fields all the way down to the industrial park. So we had a lot of questions, because our understanding was that this land had been zoned agricultural, and the way that the stakes were laid out, it certainly looked like a road. So our first inquiry to the township was, what's happening there? It looks like a road. The answer we got back is, yeah, there's a road there. Road
going
in
there. So they're planning on putting in a brand new road across a field?
Yes.
And it's right beside your house?
It goes between myself and my neighbor, and it comes out onto Edie Road, and we've been told that it's intended to serve the 417 Industrial Park. But anybody who would leave via that exit, that new exit, would still have to travel down Edie and then back onto Burton in order to access the 417. So we don't understand why a road is going in there, what purpose it would serve.
And who's paying for this road? Is that the township?
It is the township. However, we've been told that they are currently seeking grants and looking for other money to pay for that. But again, we have lots of questions. We're still waiting on those answers.
So what answers have you received?
The only answer we've received is that a road is going in there.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. And regarding expansion of the industrial park, so I looked back at about a million documents, it felt like, and I saw that the first time the full expansion has been planned was what they're talking about for the full expansion was revealed was in May of this year. But you're supposed to be commenting on an official plan before that date, right? Like the comment period was up, I think, in 2022. Has anybody indicated to you that you should have been commenting on that specific thing? Or was there ever a direct indication that these environmental assessments that were done there, I think there was two previous ones, were about expansion or just about services?
I think you've asked two questions there, so I'll respond to two. I think the first answer that, well, a bunch of us residents that will be immediately impacted by these plans, once we found out that this was the township's plan, we went to a town council meeting on May 16th of this year. Well, I can't remember exact words because I was very emotional and upset. The mayor's response to the residents was basically, you should have been paying attention. These land use changes were made in the official plan. And, you know, it's residents' responsibility to stay apprised of these things. That was a really shocking thing for me to hear. And I thought a lot about it. And I went back and I did a lot of digging to try to understand, well, how did I miss this in my backyard, literally? And I realized that the information was really limited. And even if I had seen the ad in Le Reflet, and I'll confess, I don't read that publication. That's not how I get my news.
But you're going to start now.
Yeah, I read it cover to cover now. But when I look back at those ads, I realize I still wouldn't have understood that was the implication. I feel it was a bit unfair to say that we should have participated in this process when we didn't really understand what it was about. And then the second question, you asked about the environmental assessments.
Right.
And how we found out about those?
Yeah, the environmental assessments. So the second part was, are the environmental assessments, were they about expansion or were they about servicing or were they some combination or what?
Right. So if you go back over the years, because the township has been talking publicly about some of these things. So for example, in 2020, Hemson, the consulting firm, produced a report and it was a business case for servicing the 417 Industrial Park. So unless you understood that servicing equaled expansion, you wouldn't have necessarily dug deep through that report. I think that myself and my partner, and as well as our neighbors, we have been following along and we have been looking at some of these things. In every instance where the township was speaking about the expansion, they always referred to it as servicing the 417 Industrial Park. And by servicing it, they meant providing waste, water, and water services to the industrial park. Nobody has any concerns about servicing the park. But if we had known that the plan actually included the expansion, we would have paid attention. It just feels that the way that they worded it was almost deliberate because it didn't allow us to see the full extent of the plans. And so therefore, again, at the township level, we don't feel that we had an opportunity to really weigh in because we weren't aware that that's what they were talking about. We thought they were talking about providing water and wastewater services to the industrial park, and I think that's a good thing.
Well, okay, just to clarify for our listeners, there is an existing industrial park on Saint-Guillaume Road, and it has been gradually moving eastward over time. It started out as basically about two or three little roads with a few businesses, like there was a gas station and the motel and a couple of other businesses. I forget what they were. And then just in the last few years, it has been moving east and now there's quite a few big warehouses and other businesses that require large land uses. This has negatively affected the water situation in the existing industrial park. So that's what you thought was being talked about, was the existing industrial park and the services needed for it.
Correct. So there are a number of businesses. It's a thriving business park. However, each of those business owners needs to provide their own potable water and they need to set in a septic system. So if you actually went to the May 16th meeting that was supposed to be about the servicing of the industrial park, you'll see that there's a fair amount of debate among the business community because a lot of them have already invested in wastewater.
Oh, yes, and it's quite a significant investment to put in.
Correct.
Like their own wells and in some cases quite large septic systems.
Correct. And so like, well, it's not my issue because I'm not a business owner in that industrial park. I can certainly understand that potable water is a big issue. Not everyone was on the same place about having wastewater removal. Some were adamantly against it. Some are for.
Because some of them have done their own
exactly,
small sewage treatment as well.
Or they have business places that do not require wastewater. So for example, one of the people that owns a storage business doesn't require that. So why would they want to be paying for those kind of services when those are not the kind of services that their business requires? And that is why they selected the place that they did. So on the one hand, you have that, and that's happening with the business owners, and I understand where they're going from.
So were the business owners notified of these changes, but the residential owners not notified? Is that what happened?
Yeah, so the business owners and prospective business owners have been consulted many times throughout this process. There's been surveys, there's been direct emails and letters. I thought, well, if they have the capacity to engage those people directly and those prospective people directly, how come they can't engage a small group of residents that live directly abutting the property that the township just purchased in order to expand the 417 Industrial Park?
I also understand that at that meeting on May 16th was the first time people had seen, there were a few people, well, one on Burton Road, two on Edie Road, and then some on the other side of the industrial park, where owners were surprised to find out that their lands were designated as future industrial lands and they hadn't been spoken to. Is that right?
Yeah, so there's a map that was presented to what was primarily business stakeholders at that May 16th meeting. And this map has not been shared publicly. So you won't find it in the minutes of the meeting. You won't find it in the agenda and you won't find it online. But because we went as residents and because we wanted to talk about being completely blindsided by these plans to expand the 417 Industrial Park, we saw this map. And so we've been sharing it with our neighbors, and a lot of neighbors are quite surprised to find out that their properties have actually been identified as future sites within the park.
And I should just mention, too, that all of the all the residential properties we're talking about on Edie Road are either fairly new builds that were expensive or have had major renovations done to them. I don't think there's any house along there that hasn't had some kind of major, like probably hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on it in the last 10 years or so. So that also seems like an issue.
I can tell you that in that stretch of Edie Road, basically let's call it Edie Road North and along Burton, you know, these are homes that have been there either over a century and have been updated and renovated many times over the years. Many of the residents have been there long term. So for example, a couple of my neighbors have been there close to 50 years, which, you know, in contributing to this community. And in other cases, we have brand new builds. So at the corner of 100 and Edie Road, mm-hmm. there's a brand new build that's been there for the last 5 years. Neighbors, we jokingly call it the new house, even though, you know, they've been here for a long time. But in the context of a community like Russell, that's a new house.
Right. I was looking at the Ontario government website, and there it said if there was going to be major land use changes, I'm sorry, I don't remember the exact wording, that there would have to be notification by signs and direct notification with people within 120 meters. But you're saying that none of that happened with you guys?
None of that happened. And in fact, I did write to the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing saying, like, this came as a complete shock to us. And the message that I got back was, we are satisfied that the county who made the land use changes met the conditions of the Planning Act. And as I said earlier, those conditions basically are a couple of notices in a local paper and a couple of open houses or opportunities for public comment.
So even though it's saying that on the Ontario Provincial Government website, that is not the current policy. As far as you know.
As far as I know, I can't answer that. I find it remarkable that you could move land for industry and trade directly behind people's homes and surround them with industrial park and there not be any notice or conversation. But all the questions that I've asked have come back with, we're satisfied. You know, it leaves you feeling like your township doesn't care, the county doesn't care, the province doesn't care. And we'll just watch this industrial park basically build around us. And nobody seems to care that there's, you know, that we have concerns. Nobody seems to care that, you know, we moved here with the intention of living rurally. Nobody seems to care that the enjoyment of our property and the use of our property will be, you know, significantly altered. So, you know, what is a citizen supposed to do? Like, who do you go to?
you also would have, because the land that the where your house is and the other houses is on the hill, and it's the red soil, which is some of the best soil in the, in, well, I'm going to say the county, but probably the country itself. You had assumed it would remain farmland because it was good farmland and it was being farmed?
Yeah, so when we moved here, we moved, my partner and I moved here in 2016, and we did our due diligence and we asked, you know, what was going on with the property around us, and we were told that it had been zoned agricultural, and that in order for it to be rezoned, you know, you'd have to go through a bylaw and there'd be opportunities common and so on. When the township had the land redesignated through the county's official plan, that precludes all of that need to go through that rezoning process. So
the county's official plan trumps the
correct
the township.
Yeah.
But the township would have brought forward the ideas
correct
to the county in the first place.
That's correct.
So it's not like they didn't know.
No, absolutely. Okay. And the other question that you asked was about the soil. And so one of them, I believe it's the, well, there's a number of documents. I can't remember which one, but I can tell you that.
I know, I've got a stack on my desk.
Yeah, there's a lot, and they're very technical, and they've taken a lot of time to go through. But basically, one of the things that they say is that this is prime agricultural land, and that other sites were assessed and deemed to be not appropriate. I don't know what those other sites were. I don't know why they were deemed inappropriate. I don't know. I don't have any of that information. So, you know, what I would say is that, you know, Russell is town, an agricultural rural town, a farming community, and a lot of our soil is really good. But I can't tell you why they chose this area as opposed to another area, why they chose to expand into an area where people live. I can't tell you that.
Okay. So we're just about out of time. Is there anything you want to add?
Yeah, I would say if you spoke to any of my neighbors and us, I would tell you that we were all happy and excited to see that the business park, the 417 Industrial Park, is doing well. I think that serves all township residents. We just didn't feel that we were going to be sacrificed in order for that progress to happen. And that's how it feels.
Okay. Like you feel like you're in a sacrifice zone.
Totally.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Rhonda. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks for listening.
Okay. I'm Candace Vetter. This is Local First. I've been speaking to Rhonda Bradley about the lack of consultation that she sees it as far as the 417 Industrial Park expansion is concerned. This is CGRO Radio, last on the dial, first for local news.